time for a beer and a Ruby Murray.
Oh, you've tubbed up rice.
I've had a right enough of you and your Dawsons.
Oh, she sells seashells down at the Michael Barrymore.
I'm so sorry, Rob.
I parked it at the Khyber Pass.
Liberace.
Can you Adam and Eve it with Rob Bollocks?
Robbie Bollocks.
Good morning.
Very good morning to you. Last week, mermaidens.
Yeah.
So, I opened up quite a kettle of fish, excuse the pun.
Well, yeah. Well, half fish anyway. Yeah, that was. I couldn't believe the response I got from that story.
Ongoing too, I think.
Well, I'm still looking at it actually.
Yeah, we were looking at. Did we move on to bunyips and billabongs and stuff? Were you here that day?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a year as well. Yeah.
Anyway, this week I've got two real quick stories. The first one just blew me away when I read it about chocolates.
Chocolate. I'm familiar with that.
Now, a new study reveals that chocolate became its own form of money at the height of Mayan opulence.
Oh right. Mayan opulence, the amazing and complex Mayan culture.
I've actually learned quite a lot about them as well. They inhabited southern Mexico and Guatemala and Belize. But the delicacy may have played a role in their downfall as well. The ancient Maya never used coins as currency. Instead, like many early civilizations, they were thought to mostly barter, trading such items as tobacco, maize and clothing.
And chocolate. Gold?
No, it didn't mean anything to them, really.
Wow.
But chocolate, it's archaeologist Joan Barron from Newark, New Jersey, analysed Mayan artwork, which included murals and ceramic paintings and carvings, and chocolate didn't pop up until probably the 7th century.
Right.
But they used it, they used the cocoa beans, and they used to make like a really hot drink out of it.
Right.
I just found that really, really fascinating. And, it sounded a lot more interesting when I wrote it down. But when I'm talking about it now, it's quite shit, really. But the earliest thing that they found a...
It'd be quite hard, though. I mean, the climate there is fairly warm, you know? And one would imagine that it was chocolate in the traditional sense.
Yeah, like a flake or something like that.
And were they rocking dairy?
They used to make... They make like a hot drink out of it.
Right.
They'd make a hot drink out of it.
So it's like a powder. More, right.
But yeah. I was just wondering if you could, when you talk to the money people later on.
Yes.
Ask them if we could go back to the, like, barter and chocolate system.
It just seems messy.
Yeah.
You know, and then if you're going to use chocolate as some sort of currency, then coconut ice.
Yeah.
I mean, what's that? Is that like a, I think that's delicious.
Yeah.
And definitely currency-able because it's quite hard.
Yeah.
You know, and then toffees and stuff like that, you know? And if there's a packet of roses, is that like in multiple currencies?
You know? It's funny, it's like as soon as I started saying it, I realised how rubbish it was, but I couldn't stop talking.
There's not a kid in the world that doesn't get excited about a golden chocolate coin.
No. You know? No, well, that's what made me think. Anyway, I'll move on from that one because it wasn't as interesting as I thought it was. Right, now this story is really quite scary and I think it's about humankind's new overlords.
Oh, goodness me.
This really, really freaked me out. The New Caledonian Crows.
Oh.
Very, very clever birds. They can create
tools. How clever?
Tools.
How clever?
They're very clever. You just listen to this. They can make tools from memory. Obviously not like drill presses or Swiss Army knives.
Bandsaws.
I just
like
had this vision. I was just talking to Maria outside earlier on. I said I had this vision of crows with like little tool belts on.
It might happen. It might happen. We laugh now, but we've all seen bears on bicycles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's horrible. Anyway, these New Caledonian...
Well, I mean, who hasn't seen a fish wearing a hat?
New Caledonian crows use mental pictures to twist twigs into hooks and make other tools, according to a study that suggests notoriously clever birds pass on successful designs for future generations.
What do you mean? Like in their genes?
Yeah.
Really?
Put simply, crows can reverse engineer tool designs using only a mental image of that tool.
They're so freaky, crows. But I'm so glad we don't have them over here, eh?
In an amazing experiment, Alex Taylor, the director of language, cognition and culture from Auckland University, called 8 Wild Crows.
Whereabouts?
In New Caledonia.
Oh, sure.
And trained them to drop various sized bits of paper into a vending machine in order to retrieve rewards, right? In the second part of the experiment, the birds were given like really large pieces of card.
A3?
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. Huge, yeah. To create, and they tore them to bits to make them the same size as the ones they had before.
Yeah, they are clever, aren't they?
And they earned them the goodies. The Crows were able to recreate tool designs without a reference point. There was no tool they could see when making a tool from the card, Alex told me. He didn't tell me. I put that in. I lied again like last week to make it sound like I'm really important. I phoned him up and he said, who are you? The only way the birds reproduce the objects is by having a mental template of the tool design in their heads. They are going to rule the world.
That's scary.
Do you seen that? Alfred Hitchcock movie, Birds.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, that's what I was thinking. You imagine if they could like make their own keys and that, then people wouldn't have had a chance.
Scary.
Yeah. And they handguns,
big stuff. Beaks,
or
and
big guns. Big guns.
So yeah, just
handguns. He would have been alright because they haven't got hands.
That's why I love the magpies here. I know a lot of people don't like magpies
here,
but I love them.
Why do you hate them?
I hate they're just horrible birds. They're nasty, scary birds.
When I house sit my daughter's place, she lives like in this like little rural part of South Auckland, and they've got a whole flock of them, and they eat the cat food. She puts cat food for their outside cat outside. And I was staying there one day and I could just tap, tap, tap on the window, undone the curtains, and this magpie was tapping on the glass because they'd run out of food.
Like some crazy zombie in Nine Legend or something like that. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah.
Really no. This was like at my daughter's house.
Yeah, I know, but like Birds, the movie, you know?
Yeah.
That's how they start.
We talked recently, Tess, I don't know if you're around, but we talked about this, I was sitting in my lounge, and yeah, we have a very bountiful garden outside our house.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's very bountiful.
Bountiful at the back. You've seen that. Yeah, beautiful. Did I tell you about this? And then I'm just sitting there, and I just hear this. This bird just bounces into the inside the home, and just on the floor, just. And it's like, oh, yuck, get out, get out, get out. And it's looking at me like, shit, like it's the seventh or eighth time it's done it. And it's looking at me like, shit, he's home, shit. And it just flies out, and I was like, oh, yuck, oh, my God, yuck, yuck, yuck. And they said later on, I go, like, come in the corner, and this one's actually flying in, it's in the lounge, it's trying to fly out, it's ba-dunk into the wall, a ba-dunk into the window, a ba-dunk into the window.
When
it's
you
like,
try and get birds out of a house, it's incredibly difficult.
This is the thing, we're confined to the ground. A bird can fly wherever it wants, fly away, fly up into the sky. You've got all that space, it's all yours. You don't need to come inside.
Do you think they do it on purpose? I'm not sure.
I looked in this bird's eyes and it looked at me like,
just shit. Where my daughter is, they've actually got wild ducks. And when I looked after the place Christmas, they just walk in.
They go through your stuff.
They just walk. Crazy. I was sitting there and I just looked up and there was three ducks waddling about. They don't have a dump or anything because I was a bit worried about that.
Have a dump or anything.
And I was feeding them like cat biscuits. They loved it. But they chased the cats.
Wow.
And they got two cats. Cat would just look at a duck and think, I could do you, easy. But they run away.
There's a story up here, a BFM story about some overnight DJs who were a little bit late for the show. And they're running late, sort of thing. And they're trying to call up ahead and say, I'm going to be late, And then they heard someone doing their show. And they came up here, came and did the security thing through the back door. You came in there, and there's a couple of swans.
Fuck off.
What?
A couple of swans sitting there doing the overnight show.
That's not real. Is that real?
It's just a story.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
And these guys are like, you imagine trying to get rid of two swans out of the studio and out those corridors and out that back door.
I've been chased by swans when
And then dealing with all the pissheads from Shadows who are out there going, oh, a couple of swans, mate, yeah, I'll let them back in, what are you doing, mate?
They're quite violent as well, aren't they, swans?
This is the thing, one of the DJs lost a finger.
Oh, this is an urban legend, this didn't happen.
No, it's true, I remember, I did a show after them. Oh. He's known as DJ Nine Fingers.
Nin fingers.
I'd just like to say, probably got about 2 minutes left in the game and England are still 1-0 up.
2 minutes left of the game and England are 1-0 up. Yeah, how's your heart? You can go.
I feel the nerves. Oh,
do you know
radiating.
What? I've got to say, I never thought we'd get this far. I'm so happy. But I can't watch any more games now because I didn't watch the game and we won. So I'm bollocksed, really, because I can't watch him anymore.
Bollocksed. Yeah. Rob Bollocks is bollocksed.
Anyway,
Look, everyone, do you want us to sit through the next 2 minutes with you? Come on. Oh, no, it's, hang on, your, got... He's got his England supporters jumper on and everything.
Oh, fuck, no, it's 1-1.
Oh! Oh, oh, that is bollocks. No. Oh, no, Rob.
Penalty shootout.
I can't believe you're not watching.
Oh, no.
I can't because the TV's
doing live updates on his phone. Oh, no, this is... Oh.
Right.
And I... You think the swan story is weird? What about this one?
Oh, that's weird.
Oh, God.
Oh, good God, Rob, are you okay?
Oh, it's so cocky. I'm gonna...
Do you know where a defibrillator is?
Yeah, I do. Okay, oh, I don't know where it is. Do we have one here?
Well, there must be one nearby. We just need to find that out. Because
I know where the fire extinguisher is.
1-1. Are you serious? Yeah, penalty shootout. Oh, are you
shit,
serious?
It's going to be a penalty. Oh, no, go to extra time. Then it'll be a penalty shootout. And we're absolute shit at penalties.
So that's lost. Us.
Yeah.
Well, oh, dear. Well, I'll tell you, on behalf of all of us here at BFM Breakfast, Rob, we really want England to win so that you don't just lose it.
Well, I'm thinking of Connor as well. Connor will be, he won't be happy.
People are texting in about it.
What are they saying? 1-1. Oh, no.
Updates. Oh, are they?
Oh, that's good. Thank you very much. The community are rallying together,
yeah,
Rob.
Thank you, BFM listeners. I love you.
Yeah. Oh, look, we love you, Rob, too. And we just want everything to turn out well for you today. Oh. Columbia score in 90 plus 3 minutes. Well, that's what someone said there. Oh, Rob, I got my cards on. Oh, Rob, oh, no. Oh,
brilliant.
My God. Oh, are you sure? Brilliant? Are you sure?
I'm trying to put a brave face on it, you know?
Okay, well, we'll just as we sit out these few final moments.
No, so I've got to go and have another cup of tea.
No, you can't have a cup of tea. See you, Finn. Good morning. Good morning.
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 It's live on Prime if you want to watch it.
Yeah, we can't.
It's only got about another minute to go, man.
We
or how long?
TV's not working.
You can watch your extra overtime on Prime. Just watch it online.
Yeah, TV's not working
here. Online, he's saying. He's saying watch it online.
Oh, no.
I'll
end up smashing the computer.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord.
Or you could just tie you to a chair. I was pretty gutted for you, mate. I just saw that goal just right
tie you to
home.
A chair? What?
Won't be the first time.
We'll have no chair tying.
Won't be the first or the last.
All the best. I want England to win.
Thank you. So do I.
All right, mate. See ya.
Yeah, cheers. God.
Can you Adam and Eva with Rob Bullocks?
She's undone a sea monster chain.
Thank you very much, my son.